The neighbourhood you live in can have a big impact on your life expectancy. There's a stark example of this in Boston. A recent report by the city's Public Health Commission finds a 23-year gap in life expectancy for residents in one neighbourhood compared to residents in another neighbourhood just a few blocks away. WBUR's Martha Biebinger walks us through it.
I meet Boston Public Health Commissioner Dr. Bizola Ojikutu outside a community center.
So we're in Roxbury, and Roxbury is one of the oldest neighborhoods in Boston, a wonderful history associated with Roxbury.
Founded in the 1630s, these days Boston dubs Roxbury the heart of Black culture. But residents of this particular census tract within Roxbury have the lowest life expectancy in Boston, at just under 69 years on average. A 40-minute walk from here makes a world of difference. Residents of a census tract in the Back Bay can expect to live to almost 92.
It's really disturbing.
Because Boston has formed task forces and poured resources into improving health disparities for more than two decades. The life expectancy gap is closing, but it's still 23 years.
So much work has gone into improving life expectancy for individuals, and it feels discouraging.
Ojikutu is on a mission to speed up progress. That starts with understanding what cuts life short for residents of the Roxbury apartments where we're walking and the blocks beyond. Ojikutu says the root causes are here.
A lot of people think that it's about what's happening in the clinics and the hospitals, you know, because that's how we see health. But health is really a broader concept.
It includes mold and substandard housing that triggers asthma, higher rates of air pollution that contribute to many diseases, the absence of shade trees to clean and cool the air, poor transportation, more violent crime, and perhaps most importantly, differences in income and race.
That's so critical to how people live. It's so critical to premature mortality, morbidity, as well as life expectancy.
As we pass a paved vacant lot with a broken chain link fence, Ojikutu paints a picture of Roxbury and the Back Bay area we'll visit shortly, using numbers from the Life Expectancy Report. 91% of Back Bay residents 25 or older have a college degree, compared to 44% in this area of Roxbury.
If you look at median income, it's around $40,000.
That's very low.
Right, it is very low, and we'll see that when we compare it to Back Bay. It's $40,000 versus $140,000, so that's a stark difference.
It's a difference that means there's little money for things like paint, plants, and repairs.
I think what you're seeing physically here, we call it physical dilapidation. Having trash around a neighborhood or violence, crime, and when people are exposed to that, it really creates a sense of chronic stress.
Ojikutu says chronic stress is a key piece of the life expectancy gap. It's fed by the daily struggle to pay bills, work more than one job, or search for work, and the steady stream of racist slights, insults, or worse. These two neighborhoods are deeply segregated. 82% of Back Bay residents are white, while 87% of Roxbury residents identify as Black, Latino, Asian, or another race.
And that chronic stress leads to higher blood pressure, it leads to higher cortisol levels, it leads to increased risk for cardiovascular disease, it leads to weight gain and risk of diabetes. So all these things are important in terms of health.
There are few outdoor green spaces in this area of Roxbury where residents can go to relieve that stress or get exercise that improves health and longevity.
My car's down that way a couple of blocks.
Okay.
And meeting at Berkeley and Com.
Yep.
We drive 1.6 miles to the regal brownstones of the Back Bay. Twice as many residents own their own home here as compared to the neighborhood we just left in Roxbury.
Even the landscaping.
The landscaping is pristine. You don't see garbage on the street. It's really pleasant to walk around. And I can imagine that people feel safe and have no qualms about, you know, exercising or being out after hours or at dusk or beyond.
We pause under trees that line the Commonwealth Avenue Mall and enjoy a moment of calm, cool peace.
Right, this is what we were talking about, the physical spaces that contribute to health and wellness. It really is different from that particular area that we were in.
These stark differences that lead to life expectancy gaps aren't unique to Boston. An analysis by NYU's School of Medicine finds Chicago holds the largest gap at 30 years. In Washington, D.C., it's 27 years. Here in Boston, Ojikutu has a big question. Do Bostonians care enough about the dramatic differences in schools, housing, neighborhoods, and life opportunities that create this nearly quarter century difference in years of life? Do they care enough to do something?
In this incredibly resource-rich city, we still have these persistent challenges. We have people dying before they should. And I think the only way that we will make a difference is if we do something that really is radically different and we work together to change these dynamics.
Ojikutu says the Boston Public Health Commission is doing more research into the variables that affect life expectancy. She envisions major investments in Roxbury and other underinvested parts of the city to help close the gap. For Here and Now, I'm Martha Biebinger.